I'm Adam.
I guess I'm Jacob.
And I'm Jeremy.
And this is Mechanical Masonry.
They were doing the retro feel because they looked at MGS1. And MGS1 has separate textures for each body part. And that's kind of how they gave the effect. It was really weird. It was a really interesting modeling guide, though.
Sounds like it'd be like a good tool to use.
That's what I was thinking. I was going to link you to it, but I think it was like 2 a.m. or something like that.
Too late, man.
Dude, I got 2 hours. So, you know, like, how I woke up at, like, 2 or something like that yesterday?
Yeah.
I slept for about 2 hours from 2 p.m. today to 4 p.m. Because I thought we were going to do this at noon, and Adam's like, I just woke up, you guys! I'm like, you know,
hey,
I didn't go to sleep because I was afraid of this happening.
I just woke up!
What's up, everybody? Welcome to the egg party! Like, fuck. Now I had to stay up till 7. I played the Evil Within.
Yeah,
it kept me awake, sort of.
I hear that 60 FPS V-Sync is really giving you some problems.
Fucking hate it.
That's what you get for playing the Evil Within.
Hey, man. It's still fun.
Hey.
It's still fun.
You know what else
it's
is fun?
It's fun.
You know what else is fun? Strategy games.
Boo. That was...
Whatever.
Unlike, I don't know. That was a decent transition, but, like, it was so obvious that...
So, I mean, I don't know. Like, we've all had our bouts with strategy games. I mean, like...
I played StarCraft with my dad for a while.
Oh.
Like, that's what got me to play online. And I started my weird username train, where originally I had WizJake, so I was like, Wizards, Jacob. Perfect.
Yeah.
And I went to WizJam, and then Pop-Tart, then Ramen Hero, and then back to Pop-Tart. It was just weird.
I think my first experience with strategy games was also StarCraft. I used to go to my friend's house a lot. And, like, I would just, like, we'd just, like, play StarCraft, like, campaign a lot, and listen to, like, fucking music while, like, drinking soda and playing StarCraft, and that was, like, really cool. And then he had to, he moved out, but I think he gave me his copy of StarCraft or something. Or, no, I bought it at a discount store or something.
Like Bookman's?
Yeah, and, I just, like, plowed through the campaign, sometimes using cheats, because I was just... I was young, so I'm like, gaming experiences. And then I sort of, like, fell off the map until I, like, started playing Empire Total at War. Because, like, when I got that game, I was really into, like, the colonial times of America and, like, muskets and stuff like that. And I was like, man, that looks really cool.
Yeah, I fell off, too, and Shogun 2 is what brought me back in when I bought... My parents bought a new PC and it came with Shogun 2, and I was like, I love ancient Japan, like the, what was it, fucking, the Warring States, like, era. And I was like, yeah, that's fun.
I'd say my first introduction to RTS or strategy games in general was Pikmin for the GameCube, and it was definitely like,
fucking loser! Get on my level!
Get out of here. It was definitely like... It was a different game that I don't think a lot of people saw as a strategy game. And it was a lot simpler.
Shigeru Miyamoto was gardening. Hey, he's like, let's make StarCraft out of my garden.
Hey, hey man. There's some good mechanics in there and some good systems that really make for an exemplary.
There's a good narrative that puts Dishonor to shame. It dishonors Dishonor.
Just don't play Pikmin 2.
No.
But other than that, I'd say my introduction into like classic quote-unquote, strategy gaming was Company of Heroes, and then StarCraft 2 later on.
Oh, yeah, that game.
Company of Heroes. Just, like, I thought it was going to be, like, Total War, and then I started it up, I'm like, this is StarCraft. Oh, no.
I'd say there's definitely some differentiation between Company of Heroes and StarCraft, but it's...
But it's definitely not the slow-paced, like, no base-building kind of combat of Total War.
Yeah. I don't know, but COH, it's like, the biggest difference that I see and that really appealed to me, even though I thought it was going to be like a classic strategy game, but there was no serious resource management, or not resource management, but there was no serious worker management.
Yeah.
And that essentially,
workers like on autoplay.
Yeah, essentially like the state of the map was the state of players' resources.
Yeah.
Like, one team, like, depending how much control of the map you had, that was the state of your resources. So, in a sense, I thought it would be a little bit different from your classical strategy game, which It's not a whole lot different.
It's somewhat different, but it's still frustrating, and then it keeps the vices of what other strategy
like games that have. Really steep learning curve.
I think Total War games have an even steeper learning curve. Like, they're not that bad for... No, the learning curve is for the meta.
Would you say it's kind of like... It's like...
There's a learning curve to playing the game, and there's a learning curve to getting good.
Yeah, so there's like... It's like sort of like a two, like, hilled mountain sort of thing, where it's like one learning curve, and then it kind of plateaus, and then another learning
exactly.
curve.
Yeah, it took me a while to get a hang of Shogun to, like, finally understand, like, what units mean, like, to the battlefield. Like, sword units are good in, like, close melee, and, like, spear units are good at defensing, like, and, you know, and then, like, you get to the more, like, complicated things, with, like, just how, like, I guess, fear works for your units, and, yeah. Compared to, like, Company Heroes, though, which is basically, like, send unit out to, like, get more land and like I don't know.
And that kind of, like I've been playing it a little bit over the past couple of days. I played three online matches that were 2v2s. I lost all three of them. And then
surprise.
All three I tried to do something a little bit different. I tried to like either be more aggressive or like take more territory. And then like a lot of the time the reason I wanted to 2v2 is because it wasn't just based on my actions, it was based on me and somebody else's actions to try to win.
Yeah.
But what it turned into was either me or the other guy's actions were inadequate, and then when I looked at the end title screen, I was either the bottom or the second to the bottom, and then the enemy, or the Germans, were, you know...
You are the third greatest lord! Feel the power!
Except it was more like, you are the third weakest general, you know, to get slaughtered.
Get good!
Yeah, it was definitely not. It was. There were some intense moments, but it wasn't like. There was never a moment where I felt like, yeah, I still have a chance at this. I always went into it with like, yeah, I'm probably gonna lose.
Yeah, COH is a salty game for me. Like I specifically remember during summer of last year, or like a year or two ago, it was like the three of us playing COH online. I was in my room, fucking determined, wearing only boxers. It was like 80 degrees. I'm like, fuck it, I'm gonna win against these Germans, and we lost.
Yep. Even against a hard AI,
I will shut down all bodily functions and fast, and I will still lose because COH is a fucking stupid game. I hate it.
I guess
salt blows back.
Like when I wasn't playing with you guys for like pretty much like 95% of the time we played COH, I tried to get into the whole like 1v1 thing and actually like started like studying up on like how many like units do you start off with and like. Like, kind of, like, what you go from, like, I guess, like, the logistics to the actual, like, strategy of unit placement. And I was, like, I kind of, like, after winning and losing a few games, I was kind of, like, this is really boring. Because, like, all you do is, like, all right, I have this set number of, like, units, and, like, I have to, like, make sure I keep meeting, like, these, like, quotas, I guess. And then I can actually start doing, like, micromanagement, which I really love, and that's why, like, Total War games really, like, speak to me.
There is one point where I had a mentor. I forgot how it happened, but I was talking with this dude, and he's just like, yo, man, do you want me to help you out? Well, I was like, sure, you just use team... He wanted to use TeamSpeak, which is a foreign thing that people think is a fucking deity, and I can't understand it. And it was just like, okay, so you have to... You know, you have to retreat your unit. So right here, okay, look at this right here, okay? You see what I'm doing here? Okay, this is good stuff. And I'm just like, this is... fun.
Oh, that's like part of the difference between like StarCraft and COH, I feel, is that like in StarCraft you can definitely have like a set strategy. Like you can be like, I'm gonna go, you know, like if you're Zerg, just like I'm gonna go like seven pool.
You can have a game plan.
Yeah, like you can go like you can hit seven pool and then just say like, oh, I'm gonna Ling Rush and like hope to kill him in like the very beginning. But if it doesn't work, then like I'm obviously dead. Whereas in Company of Heroes, you can't really, like, vary your strategy that much. Mm-hmm. Like, a lot of it is, like, a process that you go through. Like, you there's, like, the early game, the mid game, and the late game, and then it's all, like, working up to heavy armor. Mm-hmm. To where, like, you have your infantry, and then the infantry duke it out. And if you lose during the infantry battle, you can hope to make it up during the, like, the light armor battle. And then if you lose during the light armor battle, you can hope to make it up in the heavy armor battle.
Yeah, you have to have three separate game plans, and then each one has to be able to be adapted to how the territory looks on that map. Like... Yeah. Let's say this time you're playing, you only have 30% of the map, which is fucking horrible. And it's the second tier. It's like, well, I guess I could just make a circle of like light armor cannons.
Like even then, by the time you're able to get up any sort of like mass, like second tier units, like they're gonna have third tier tanks, and you're like, well, that's all she wrote. So, like in that respect, I feel like COH is a lot like it's a lot harder.
It's very feudal.
Yeah, there's like, well, because like if you lose the early game and you're not adapted to the mid game, it's like you might as well just GG out because. No. But like going back to the idea of like StarCraft, you have like set builds that you can do like throughout the game, where you can like either be greedy at the beginning and hope the other guy doesn't do a rush, or you can both be greedy and then just like work it out to the late game. And it's like it's a very different idea of like what the game is trying to come across.
It's almost like, I guess, like a game of cards. Like you can like, you know, you have your cards, but like it's really what you do with those cards, and like keep looking at the situation around you to decide like what's the best decision
I
to
think it's
like.
every video game. I could say that's how you play Ultra Street Fighter 4. Like you have five cards: jump, walk, crouch, or block.
But I'd say
There are
in
four
like Street
cards.
Fighter, there isn't much like telegraphing of what somebody's gonna do.
No,
Like,
there
so
is. You can
is
bait
there?
people into do so. Like
Yeah.
you keep doing low like fireballs, and eventually he's gonna jump, and then you just do crouching heavy punch. You can punch him right in the balls,
Okay.
because you can tell. And if you get really advanced, you can count. There's something called frame data, where you can count the frames of
I
animation. You can
remember.
bait him to do a certain attack, and you know how many frames it is, and you know how many frames you have to recover, and it's a fucking mess.
Jeez. So like the super hard like Street Fighter.
You measure frame data.
Oh my
Like you measure
gosh, yeah.
animations, like there's three states to every like a punch has active, startup, and recovery, and you have to like, hey, what's my recovery frames on block? Her. Can I cancel that? And is it safe?
Do we just like notice like what's wrong with programming? Because like I guess in like Counter Strike's like situation, like we tried doing
Talk to
that
me
as
about
well,
Counter-Strike.
and it's like this really like complex like twitch shooter like technique, like that you just like keep drilling and drilling and drilling, and then you can have fun.
Yeah,
And that's
well,
like that's for like this Company Heroes and StarCraft and
that's
like.
just pro gaming, but I think everybody has something that they like to drill. And once they get it, they're like, yes, I can get it, and this execution is satisfying to me. For me, that's fight games. And for Adam, it's like, what, StarCraft?
Leagues.
Leagues?
Leagues.
For you, it's Counter-Strike, right?
No, I don't. I'm
Oh
not familiar.
really? So
Mine's
you
like,
switched to Counter Strike?
I think Jeremy was into it when we were all into it, but then I
Yeah.
think after like you ducked out and then like Nick
Nick's
was
sort
like
of
kind
just
of off to the
dodgy.
side, like
Yeah.
it was just like, all right, screw it. Like, I don't know, with major league gaming and like RTSs and Counter Strike in general, like there is a skill level, and if you're not dedicated enough to learn everything about it or try to master its systems, it's like you might as well try not to like be
Invest.
too, yeah, like invest too much into it. But like at the same time, if you like,
It's a slippery slope. You're
yeah.
like, I want to get good because I enjoy it, but then you get good and you fall into like these really deep pits of knowledge and like intellect you have to
Yeah.
understand every little thing.
Like I usually watch like professional StarCraft matches, and like when they
Can't
get into
stand
the
it.
super late game, it's just like, oh my gosh, like the micro and like the unit movement is really cool, but like getting to that point is just so stressful and so complicated that I'm just like, I don't want to
I'm dealing with it right now. I just for fight games, I bought a
that.
fucking arcade stick.
Yeah,
I'm gonna do
GG's.
it.
He's gonna do it, guys.
I'm
He's
gonna
gonna
do it.
go
Go. Gonna measure frame
pro.
data all day. Could be like, look at Ryu Shoryuken. It's this many frames.
It's this many.
It's eight. It's six active frames.
My gosh.
Blue.
I guess. Well, you have that. I think I'm trying to like time sync Morrowind now. That's a different
I'm gonna
subject.
become a pro Morrowind
Dude, you
But
do speed running. Speed
like
running's interesting because you like the speed running, you're not just managing the gameplay mechanics, you're managing the menu mechanics. Like I was watching a
that's
speed run of Pro Skater 3, and someone was measuring like, okay, which cutscene can I skip when you complete an objective? Which is the shortest one? And he's like, okay, on the first level, the unjammed valves cutscene. What the hell is that?
Oh. Leaves
Okay.
like
Demon on
yeah
the
leaves roll
roof.
across
No,
the roof and it's really
No,
annoying.
he's like, I'm gonna do all the objectives, and then I'm gonna do unjammed valves the last, because that cutscene, I can hit start and end the game, and then I'll cut that cutscene in half, and then I'll breeze through the menus, and it's like,
Yeah,
oh
speed
man.
running is interesting. It's also it's similar to like it's all about like cutting as many frames you can and cutting corners and just like doing
Yeah.
everything as fast as possible. And then like I know there's like a specific strategy, at least in COH. Like a lot of the units have specific animations for doing things. I remember I looked up one
That's what I can't
strategy.
stand is when you start putting frame data into strategy games. It's like, no,
There's an instance where if you get Marines running to a specific spot in cover, you can get five, because a Marine squad is six. So you can get five of them running, and then you can have the one guy just stay back and throw a grenade. So the five will keep running to cover as the sixth guy just like throws the grenade. So like the enemy won't see it coming.
And that's why I'm just like, you know what? I think I'm done with strategy games. That's why
Like,
when you guys are like, why'd you drop Counter-Strike? I'm like, I don't want to have two jobs, just one.
I don't know, but I think Counter-Strike can be played somewhat casually.
No. Yeah, if you play. Yeah,
Until you start
if
going
you can
against
just.
people who are like one shot,
Yeah,
like
one shot,
AK
like
to the head, and it's
AK-ins.
like,
Yeah.
ugh.
Yeah. But until that point, I think you can. If you have, like, a good friend group and can all, like, play together sort of casually,
But
which
it's
we
like you play
almost have.
competitive and people are too good, and you play casual and people don't take the game seriously.
Yeah,
You're just
you
like, I'm gonna run into walls.
I
It's like,
remember
okay.
we got one team that just did the same strat over and over
Oh,
again, and it was just like, are they gonna, I think it was Inferno, and they would go A side, A or B side, and it was B side, they'd go B side, and then we'd always be like, are they gonna go A this time? And they never would, and it was just like, okay, slaughterfest.
That's why. I guess, I don't know. Like, Counter-Strike was fun because, like, I kind of got this, like, taste of, like, I guess, like, into, like, the more, like, competitive. And, like, it's sort of like leagues where, like, everyone, like, sort of understands this, like, I guess, like, code of
Well,
conduct.
like
But then, like, people start
there's
breaking that code of conduct, and
yeah.
then it starts to becoming less, like, competitive. And then, like, there's a disparity between, like, super casual and super hard or hardcore
Yeah.
again. And, like, having that middle point is actually really fun because it's like you're not as dedicated, but you still get to like feel like
Yeah.
you're putting thought into
Yeah,
all
and
of
you
your
still feel like
actions.
you're having a decent experience, which is kind of where I'm at with leagues, but at the same time I feel like I'm still somewhat behind that, 'cause there's like I just kind of go off builds I find on the internet rather than like trying to like build my own. So
Dude,
we'll see.
I'm getting to that high ground in Third Strike. I started memorizing execution. I got that proprioception down. A proprioception for the controller, and it's just like I can finally tell someone to get good in Third Strike and be like, bitch, learn to parry.
So
Yeah.
like
Feels so
like
good.
this whole idea of like the
High ground.
hardcore
Get on that high ground.
playing in strategy games, do you guys think that provides or like applies to Stronghold Crusader HD?
I know there are some people who play competitive, but I don't think Crusader can be like esports competitive because there's it just doesn't seem like that kind of game.
Like
Yeah, it's not. It
it's
doesn't
not
give
meant
into
to be
being
balanced. It's meant to be
exciting.
fun, like asymmetrical fun. Like there are maps where it's like, okay, one person has all the food and resources, and one person gets rocks. Like,
You get
okay,
rocks
sell
and
your
a little
rocks.
iron. Like there are ways to manage that, and that's cool, but esports is all about limiting that random factor and making sure both people have a fair chance.
Yeah, to where like it's based off of what you do as a player rather
What you do,
than
not
the
what you get.
environment. Yeah.
And I don't think Crusader can do that. I think it's just more of a strategy game for people who like a slower strategy game and just want to have fun rather than get
So, but
competitive.
do you think that's just because of the asymmetry, or do you think
I think that's because
there's
of the asymmetry.
a little bit more?
Well, I
I
guess
guess.
unit control for armies would be a problem.
Well, like something I've noticed in Crusader is that like if you just click everything will move at the slowest unit's pace. But if you click like if you have slaves and then swordsmen, if you control group all of the slaves and then you get all your swordsmen, you can move the slaves forward faster by themselves and then have the swordsmen follow them up. So like I don't know, with Crusader I just feel like it's more it's like it's in this weird middle ground of like it's not a strategy game, but there is some strategy and like city building to
A
it.
strategy game.
Yeah, but like it's not like the super hardcore, like if you do not do this, you will die. I'd say
That's not what a strategy game is. That's a pro competitive like strategy
and I
game.
think that's like
It
affiliated
does,
with a
yeah, it
lot
has
of
a
strategy
strict
games.
meta. Yeah, but you can't just say Chaos Theory is a stealth game because it has a white dude in it. Like, you can't define a genre by something that's not related to the actual actions of the genre. Like, a strategy game is something that takes strategy, something that requires a lot of intellect or a lot of intelligence, a lot of planning, and just a lot of of thinking compared to like an action game, which is about reflexes. That's why strategy games are usually not slower,
So
but
would you
they're
say that
less.
a game has to be like action strategy for it to be considered like a like an esports strategy game?
No.
I mean, there's like more
StarCraft, I wouldn't
competitors.
consider action strategy, and it's an esports game. It's a strategy game, but I wouldn't say all games have to be StarCraft to be strategy.
Well, no, but like I mean strategy in the specific RTS format. That's when I say
Oh.
strategy right now, I'm just thinking strategy in the specific RTS format.
Not like the broader sense of like the like sense
Well,
of
because
strategy,
like
but like
if you like as you said, Metal Gear Solid could be considered a strategy game.
Sure.
Like Splinter Cell could be considered a strategy game. But like if you just look at RTS, like real-time strategy, then like which is what
Well,
Crusader, which is what Stronghold is.
yeah.
Then like in essence it is it like
I
it
just,
is a strategy game, but I just feel like
but
it's
it's not a
not
competitive game. There's a
yeah.
difference.
It's
It's not
more
something. It's not an
sandboxy
e-sport.
and things.
Would you, I mean, but like at the same time, like I remember Jacob, you and I played on one map where it was basically the guy on the hill and then we two at the bottom.
Yeah.
And he got we got we gave him like a head start and he started getting a whole bunch of resources and we started getting our butts kicked, but at the same time, I think we were able to bring that back mainly because he was AI and like eventually just kind of like stopped, which was weird.
Yeah, that was a problem, but I also think if it was a player, like there are ways to pull back.
I don't know, I just like I like it is a strategy game, but I'd say there's a lot less strategy associated with it than like StarCraft or COH.
Sure, but
Well,
it's still a strategy
yeah,
game.
because like I don't know, I found myself like spamming
No, of course,
Yeah.
but that's also kind of why you get wrecked.
What do you mean?
Like, there are situations where Jeremy's like, why am I losing? And he has like 20 archers on a wall. And I'm like, do you want to like variety it up a bit? He's like, no! And then he dies, and it's like, well, fucking surprise.
Well, I
You got
remember,
past your archers and you
because I
died.
remember like one game I did a whole bunch of like swordsmen and then like I was just like I did a bunch of swordsmen and I was like, you know, I'll just have these guys to guard the front and then I was
Like, you can
like
figure out a game
spam
plan, but
archers.
remember, we haven't. You guys are afraid to face each other, so, like, this is all working against normal AI. And
Yeah, because like I don't know, I feel like it's the same reason we
it's an
didn't.
AI for game from 2001.
Yeah, but
Yeah.
like I don't know, I just feel like it's the same reason we didn't want to face real people in COH.
Yeah. Yeah, because COH has been out for such a long fucking time. We were facing other people that have been playing it since, like, it came out
That's
on a
true.
competitive level. If it was just, like, Adam. If it was just the three of us in a free-for-all, we'd be fine. Because the only disparity is that I played it for like a week longer than you, and you play for a week longer than Jeremy did. It's not like I have 6 years up on you of advantage. Like,
We're also playing Germans.
I'm gonna play the Arabians because they get better swords. Like, that's fucking
Jeez.
bullshit.
And like I like the I'd say one of the most interesting things about Stronghold that it did different than a lot of the other strategy games was that the resource management. Because in StarCraft you got two resources that were both mined by units, and then you got in COH you just got three resources that occurred through specific capture points. And then in Stronghold you get what is it, five?
What are we counting all the different types of
Well,
food?
so I mean, like, there's food, wood,
Stone,
stone,
iron,
iron,
raw
oil,
oil.
and
Or
then,
it's called pitch.
yeah, pitch. Not counting like swords and weaponry.
Oh, we aren't?
No, I mean that is like in a way a resource just because it
Yeah.
can be traded for money and
There's
then
also
money into
gold.
other things. Yeah, gold is your
So you have like six different
citizens.
resources, not counting all different
Yeah.
food types.
So, but like a lot of them that a lot of them can just kind of be established right off the beginning.
Yeah.
And then you can kind of just be like, all right, that's done.
Yeah. And then you can also, you can get their economic victories you can set in Stronghold. And you can just watch the market prices because they change every once in a while. Their
Yeah.
guy, like, is what he buys and sells the prices. And you can win by ascertaining a certain amount of gold by just getting materials, seeing what's hot, and selling it like the stock market. And you can win a game like that. So I think there is more strategy. It's just not always about military tactics. It's about The strategy is more about balancing your own well-being with also trying to be offensive to the enemy players. And some people are like, I'm gonna go all military and look at their base and people are like dying of disease. They're like, oh, please, food! And there's like 20 dudes in armor outside that are like, let's go kill people. And then there's other people where it's like they have like a dancing bear and like five children, like everybody's dancing and outside
And they
again,
have
like
like
hit by
gardeners and
ballistas.
all
They're
this
like, no,
stuff.
it's fine, no, everybody's peaceful, no
Yeah.
military action for me. Like, it's about finding a balance between having your own well-being and peace, and then trying to keep a good military, not only defend, but play offense.
Yeah, and I'd say like a def like a game that it's a stronghold in a way isn't really like is hard to compare to StarCraft because of that hardcore disparity
It's
because
also a really niche game. Like, I heard one person I follow talk about it, and that was before I even knew what it was.
Yeah, no, totally. I've like I think until TB's video of it,
Yeah, when
like,
Stronghold Crusader 2 came out, like,
yeah.
honestly, I think Stronghold Crusader 2, for the shit game it is, was actually really good because it got people, like, knowing what
Yeah, knowing
Stronghold is.
HD. Yeah, like I think one of the games that Stronghold is comparable to though is
Stronghold 1.
that and Age of Empires.
Yeah,
Like
but
I'd
Age of
say
Empires is
that's
still more like an
yeah
art, like a traditional,
no
like,
yeah
competitive
because
RTS.
it's military focused.
Yeah.
Well, there is that idea of like just
There
kind of sitting at
is.
home and like you because you
Yeah.
can build a wonder, which
Yeah,
if
there
you
is
can
the
just like
idea of Age of Empires
sit.
where you can sit and progress through technologies, but then you look at the map designs and it's like, you're here, enemies here, build archers. And it's like, oh, well, I
Yeah.
guess, like, economic victory's out of the fucking
Yeah.
picture.
So like and then there are like I remember one game I was playing with our other friend Nick and he built a whole bunch of cavalry units and he was like the Incas or something which had really good cavalry units and then like I just was like mixing between like archers, swordsmen and then like spearmen and like he eventually beat me and overwhelmed me and did all this other stuff and I was like, "Well, why did this happen?" And like 'cause I didn't really understand strategy at that point and there was like there's this idea of like what counters what and then pikemen counter
Horses, yeah.
horses,
I learned
which
that from Shogun the
yeah.
hard way.
I didn't know that, and so he was like, "Well, you gotta build pikemen." I was like, "Okay,
It's kind of
fair
like with
enough."
traditional RTSs or more competitive RTSs, the idea of who builds first gets to decide what the other person has to build. It's like rock, paper, scissors. I put down rock first because I have faster reflexes. No, you have to put something out to beat me.
The same time, I think there's
'Cause you can't win with just archers against cavalry,
no,
like
of
you're gonna
course not.
lose, and it's like they're forcing you to play a certain
No, but
play
like
style.
at the same time, like archers can like they can be decent against cavalry. So if like if you've built a ton of archers and then all of a sudden you look over at your opponent and it's like, oh crap, he's building cavalry. You instead of continuing to build archers, you just switch over to pikemen for a bit, to
Yeah.
where your archers can still hit the guys on horseback and then the pikemen can just hold
Pikemen
them a
are
bit.
like a
Yeah,
defensive stance, but
so
I feel
like.
like narrow. I feel like strategy games, like competitive, make a difference. Competitive RTS games narrow you into a certain play style. They don't let you choose what you want to do or what units you want to necessarily make. It's more your enemy chooses it, and you have to kind of play along. And I just don't really get that about strategy games.
Well, like, and like,
Well,
yeah, go ahead,
because
Dan.
it's like two people are trying to like counter and take advantages of the other's weaknesses, and like I guess like there is some like room for like evolution on both
But in that case, it
sides,
doesn't feel like there's
but
player agency. It feels like it's all being controlled
yeah,
in
like
one go.
eventually there's like a point where like people like I guess have to decide. I guess I'm not like too familiar with RTSs, but like I guess like. There's only so much you can do with your resources before like in like trying to like counter and like look for weaknesses before like you just sort of like go for it, I guess.
Yeah, because in like in a lot of StarCraft games, like there's a point. There's everything is building to a specific point, whether that be in the end, middle, or late game. Everything is building up to a point. And theoretically, a game can have multiple points if both players are stable, but in a lot of those games, there's a point to where there's be a climax of like bat like armies clash
Yeah.
and like everything is traded out, and then once all the dust settles, you come out with somebody who's ahead and somebody who's behind. Usually that person who ends up after the climax who is behind loses. Sometimes the other person can make a comeback and then another climax happens, but most of the time it will result in one person losing after that
And
climax.
then COH, that point builds really early. In Crusader, that
Yeah.
point doesn't seem to exist.
Yeah, it's more like a plateau in a way. Like
Yeah,
there's
I
just
mean, it's
like
kind of, it doesn't
it's sort of
seem like.
like a Mexican standoff in a sense. Like
Well,
eventually
yeah.
someone is gonna die,
Because in
but like
Crusader, you get access to everything at like the snap of a finger, and I can't
Well, like,
fucking
well,
sweaty. Can't stand.
once, like, right at the beginning, you literally can have access to each resource.
Yeah.
Like, at the beginning, you get guys to go and get wood, and then that only costs wood to build. So as they start bringing more wood, all of a sudden you're just like, okay, I'm gonna build a stone quarry and then an iron quarry. All of a sudden, you have access to all of the units in the game, and you just have to have the resources for it. Whereas in StarCraft or as in COH.
It's like, oh, I mine the wrong material in the first 20 seconds, I guess, in that final peak, I'm dead.
Or, like, you should have built, like, your motor pool, or you should have built
2 inches closer to your rally. You should have put your rally point somewhere else.
I'd say it's not quite as precise as that, but, like, you should have built your motor pool, like, 30 seconds before rather than building this rifleman unit. Mm-hmm. And it's like, but I was trying to build this rifleman unit to take control of more of the map when I'm already losing the early game, but, and then you just start to...
Yeah, it's very, down. like, not, like, stilted, but, like, everything
snowballs.
No, there's nothing to, like, really, like, hold on to. It's, sort of, like, trying to balance, like, things with bamboo sticks, and, like, if you don't do this exactly, in COH, like, yeah, everything kind of, like, collapses, and you're trying to, like, pick up the plates while there's, like, three panzers, like, knocking on your door, and...
Have you heard of, God dang. Our good lord and savior Hitler?
Can we cut that one out? Excuse me? Can we cut that out?
Yeah, I'm gonna cut that out.
Alright, fine. But anyway,
Technical difficulties. Okay, anyway.
Yeah, so, like, with COH, it's definitely, like, with all these panzers knocking at your door, it's definitely not, like, an easy thing to deal with.
It gets very tense, especially when there's moments in COH where you kind of keep to yourself capturing territory, and then you capture a point slightly on the left side of the map in your enemy territory, and then there's a panzer right inside the fog, like, I dare you.
Yeah.
Get over here. And you're just like, oh, well, I just got a Jeep, and they have a fucking panzer. That's cool.
Yeah. Trying to, like...
Crusader has no tech trees.
Yeah, that's true.
Everything's just there.
And then, yeah, like, in a comparison between, like, COH and StarCraft, even, like... In StarCraft, there is no, like, in COH, there's an obvious progression to each side. Like, each like, team has, like, a progression tree that you basically, you're trying to race to get to before the other guy can, like, beat you in the resource game. Whereas in StarCraft, like, it's a diversified tech tree.
But overall, when it comes to units, you're either making a ball of all a group of two, or just specified one. Because there's only infantry, armor, and air. And there's really no difference from those.
Well, what do you mean there's no difference?
Like, you might have an armor unit that's slightly faster, but does less damage, or an armor unit that does more damage.
Are we slower, talking
like... But it's still an armor unit, and it will always fail to air vehicles. Like, rock, paper, scissor laws are always in effect in StarCraft, and you can never escape them.
See, this is something that I've been trying to, like, understand in my own, like, watchings of StarCraft, like... In StarCraft, there's a tipping point to where that rock, paper, scissor thing is true. There's a tipping point to where if player number one, let's say he's playing Protoss, has like 10 Stalkers, for example. Yeah. If the Zerg player only has 5 Mutalisks, those 10 Stalkers are going to easily counter those 5 Mutalisks.
Well,
but at the same time, if this guy has 10 Stalkers, and then this guy is like 25 Mutalisks.
Yeah, you have to beat the laws of rock, paper, scissors, but usually you just abide by them.
Yeah.
Well, that's, like, the whole, like, thing with, like, looking for strengths and weaknesses. Like, of course, like, take the classic RPG, like, Trinity thing, where it's, like, Mage beats
Guy in Armor, Guy in Armor beats Ranger, Ranger beats Mage.
Yeah, and, like, of course, like...
I think you have that wrong.
No,
it's
no, because Guy...
it's just... But, in that context, or not in that context, whatever. It, like, it, that just kind of, like, makes sense in a way, like, oh yeah, that, like, he will always do this. And, like, if everyone is expected to play their cards right, like, if everyone's sort of, like, on a somewhat equal ground, like, of course, like, the guy with the advantage will win over that someone, like, slightly higher in level. But, like, if one guy has, like, doesn't really know what he's doing, like... Of course, like, the other person can just, like, outmaneuver him anyway.
Yeah,
like...
the rock, paper, scissors are the equalizer, always break stalemates.
Well, the rock, paper, scissors idea is that, is the game's definite mechanics. It is saying that this, if 15 Stalkers are put up against 15 Mutalisks, the Stalkers will beat the Mutalisks.
Yeah, and if you didn't have that, it would just be two forces that eventually wear down to zero.
Yeah, well, I mean, you wouldn't have that diversity that is a strategy game. Like, you would just have, like, this unit goes against this unit, and then they all die.
But there's a way to do it to where it forces you into rock, paper, scissors, and there's a way where rock, paper, scissors are fine there. Like, Shogun 2, I realized after playing a lot of PvP and failing, rock, paper, scissors are very prominent, but they're not... They're not meant to break stalemates. They're meant to set the foundation, because that game is about tactics. In rock, paper, scissors, if you have pikemen and he has cavalry, you can still win with cavalry.
You just have to kind of overwhelm them.
You have to use tactics. Like, yeah, rock, paper, tactics. Scissors will not decide if you win. It will decide if you're on fair ground.
Yeah. Well, like, in a lot of like, commentators in StarCraft games will say, like, oh, this guy has the advantage. Or, like, this guy, you know, he's definitely looking on, like, shaky ground because he has generally weaker units to this guy. Yeah. Or he has generally, like, less upgrades to this guy. So, like, while there is, like, a definitive, like, rock, paper, scissors, it isn't, like, just because I have one, you know, one stalker and you're 15 mutalisks, like, he will beat your mutalisks.
No, of course not, but it's always prominent, and that's what I don't like about it.
Yeah.
It's kind of forced down your throat at rock, paper, scissors, or the laws of the land.
At the same time, it also, like, I guess it, like, sort of, like, creates, like, the, like, here are, like, the rules of engagement that everyone has to abide by, and, like, that's, like, what's set in the game.
And it feels like a really cheap, like, simplistic, like, outdated way to do it.
I mean, I'm not, like, trying to, like, defend it. I'm just saying, like, in Shogun's case, I think it worked for, like, and, like, these units beat these units, or, like, have a strong advantage over these units, and these units' weaknesses, and things like that. Like,
yeah.
Like, when, like, instead of just having, like, oh yeah, these units and these units that are pretty much equal, like, basically it's, like, who can, like, ram into each other more, and, like, it just kind of becomes, like, a pissing war. But now with the, like, advantages and disadvantages, it sort of becomes more about maneuvering and thinking ahead instead of just, like, my units outpower your units because I have more.
Yeah, well, it's like, let's say pikemen beat cavalry and the pikemen are in defensive line and their flanks are surrounded by trees. Mm-hmm. And he's just like, okay, they're going to go through, but the cavalry might have an ability that allows them to go and use the trees as an ambush. We could flank around and get the pikemen from behind. So rock, paper, scissors are still there,
yeah,
but you're not forced to abide by them. You can still maneuver your way around.
And that's like kind of like why, like, when I played Shogun 2's campaign, more specifically, like, fighting the AI was really fun, because battles were, like, somewhat like puzzles, really, because, like, yeah, I'd have to, like, look ahead and be like, oh, that's how you beat this army, because, like, if I, like, looked at the map. And this is, like, this happened a couple of times, but I looked at the map, and I know, like, all right, the AI is going to kind of come this way, because it's just kind of what the AI does.
Yeah.
So I'm going to send these guys over here to, like, flank around them. And even though, in that case, like, on, like a flat plane, like, that wouldn't usually work, it did work anyway, and I was like, man.
Yeah. Well, it's a really good brain teaser, and just, it feels really satisfying to kind of work out what units he has, what his strategy, because you can figure out an AI strategy pretty easily,
yeah,
or even a player, but it's just really fun to kind of go against and then just kind of adapt and evolve and see what works, and it's just really interesting and fun.
See, but I think that was the same thing when StarCraft first started.
Sure.
When no one knew anything about
it.
When the game was still growing and evolving, unlike it is now, during Heart of the Swarm, the game has established itself. Everybody knows the ins and outs. Everybody's experienced almost the same strategies three times over because of how many times people play it just over and over and over and over.
There's
and
also again. That about competitive sport, especially for StarCraft, because there's just a ceiling. And once you hit that skill ceiling, everybody's flat ground. And there's no way to really invent anything like you could in, like, a fighting game, per se. So it's just...
Yeah. I mean, there are definitely still, like, spotlights of skill that you can really, like, dig into when you really want to, like, analyze a start, like, a strategy
game. It's like,
game.
All right, I'm going to be a competitive player. I want to do this. It's like, somebody has already done that. Like, there's five people who do that, and they did it back in, like, 2004.
Yeah, like,
get on their level.
When was, like, the last time you, like, watched a game, and, like, the commentators are like, oh my god, how did he do that? Like, what? Like, it was mostly like, oh yes, he deployed this strategy
You'd be surprised how, like, how much commentators don't remember from game to game.
Okay.
Oh. No, seriously, because, like, every game, like, I was watching some of the DreamHack games, and they were just like, oh my god, like, he's using, you know, like, he's going mutiling Bane, and, like, oh, his micro is immense, and, like, oh, he's got so much macro behind it, and, like, oh, he's gonna just crush this guy. And, like, I was like, but mutiling Bane has been used before. Like,
yeah.
Mutiling Bane has been, like, the keystone piece of, like, Zerg players for, like, the past year, like half a year. But, like, it's still, like, oh my goodness, because, like, it's this player using it. It's not like, oh my god, it's a completely new strategy. It's like this player, and he's using it against this other player at this instant.
If I was going to compare that to the competitive scene of fight games, there is Marvel's Capcom 2 came out, like, 1999, 2000, I think. Because it was on the Dreamcast, and what happened was it came out in 2000, there was a match in 2010, and people were inventing, mid, like, tournament fight, they were inventing new infinite combos that were never seen before. With fight games, you can
If it's complex enough, you can always invent something.
I mean, even in StarCraft, I think there's in a way there's.
But there's not enough mechanics in StarCraft to really allow for such creativity.
There are a lot of mechanics in StarCraft. There are just very specific strategies that get used over and over again.
Well, it's the
It's
meta.
well, yeah, exactly. That's the whole
Yeah.
reason the meta is formed, because like this Terran figures out, this Terran player is like, oh, the only thing that can beat this is, Mutilating Bane.
Yeah.
And so every Terran player starts using that. So then every Zerg player has to be like, okay, well, I'll just use Mutilating Bane because that counters it.
Yeah,
So then
well,
the Terran player has to be like, okay, well, now I've got to think of another strategy. So then they use a strategy that they used 4 months ago
yeah.
for the same thing, and it's like, well, the only thing that beats this is this, and then it's reactionary, and then it's.
Not only that, but there's definitely a sheep and herd, herder foundation, or kind
Yeah.
of community for StarCraft at least, where it's like one person
I'd
is
say,
really
like,
good,
a lot of
they invent a
Blizzard games.
strategy, 50 other people use that strategy because they don't know how to make their own.
I'd say a lot of Blizzard games do that,
Yeah.
especially with Hearthstone. I know that
Yeah.
neither of
A
you have
lot of
really
people
kept
make.
out.
I remember I was hearing from Co-Optional that a lot of people make decks, and a lot of people are just like, I'm just going to use it because I don't want to make decks.
Well, like a deck that I know Trump, I think, borrowed from somebody else and did little additions of it, like of his own to it, was there's this Hunter deck that it was like really based on aggression.
Yeah.
And then so what he did was he took that deck and was like, well, or no, sorry, not a Hunter deck, a druid deck. And he took that deck and it was based on like early aggression and like just using this one combo to take somebody out, like at the late game when they were at like 18 or 14 HP or something like that.
Yeah.
And so what he did was he took a lot of that aggression out and just made it taunts because he was facing other aggressive decks. So he just made it a ramp druid, which is basically like I spend 2 mana, gain an extra mana
Yeah.
crystal. So on turn 2 you only have 2, but then on turn 4 you have 4. Or on turn 3 you have 4 crystals. So then you can play like bigger minions sooner,
Yeah.
obviously. But like, so like he made that to counter like all these other aggressive decks he's been facing. And then a bunch of other people just started copying that druid deck.
Yeah, and then
And then
it's
it's just
just
like, okay, well now there
it's
are all
like
these defensive
there it's
decks.
like there are trendsetters and then there are followers, and that's just the annoying part of the meta.
Yeah.
Because same with Counter-Strike. Counter-Strike definitely has that. It's like this weapon's good because of this reason. Everybody's like, I'm gonna use that
Well, but
gun because
like
someone proved it was good.
the Counter-Strike meta, I'd say, doesn't change all that often.
Because the
No, it
Counter-Strike meta is literally
doesn't.
like kill
Someone.
them as fast as possible. Like
Someone's
that's
like,
it.
and
Like
what's the
the.
most efficient weapon for the least amount of money? Is this an AK? Well, I guess I'll
So
use.
it's like the meta was like, well, I'm looking at the variables for the AK. The damage is the best, the cost is the cheapest, and then for 10 years they ran with it.
Yeah. Well, and then like even on the counter-terrorist side, it was just like M16 or
Yeah.
M14 or M4, was it?
M4, I
Yeah, it was the
think.
M4 and then the M16. The one had a silencer
Yeah,
and the
yeah,
other
yeah,
just didn't.
yeah. Well, like in Counter-Strike, like in Counter-Strike's thing, like there was no like really like reason to like use other thing. Like they didn't really like give like incentive to like
Well, yeah,
experiment,
because
cause
nothing,
like,
because these they were definitively better.
yeah, and like in fighting games thing, like
Fighting
they're like
games.
yeah, fight like. There was like chinks and like you could like just like kind of like sort of like look at like what he's doing and like what you're
I
doing
was
and
inventing
change.
Bridget tech I've never seen in Guilty Gear 3 nights ago. Like, I was inventing shit. I was like, I didn't know fucking Bridget could do that, and that was just because I was playing skirmish.
Wow.
Like, or not skirmish, but I was just playing like random fights with people. It was like, oh
Yeah.
god.
So like there're
Shoot.
definitely like variation into the evolution of like what different competitive games can do. And I mean,
It depends on how much creativity and agency you give your player, and how
yeah.
much you want them to invent new stuff. And it just seems like Blizzard's like, no, we want you to play our game. We don't want you to make anything new. Same with Valve.
I mean, like World of Warcraft, I know we all played it for a bit, but like the idea in WoW is that to really, in all MMOs, I guess, to really play the game, you have to get to end game.
Well,
And
you
that,
have to
but
get like
like,
beyond level 20 at
well,
least.
like I got beyond level 20. It was still kind of
And
lackluster.
that's what the MMO is. That's the whole game. And some people like that. And I'm just like,
Yeah.
this isn't my thing.
Yeah,
We'll go do chores and get the same amount
yeah,
of
I
fun.
remember I was listening to TV and he was like, if you want to play an MMO, don't play it for the combat. And I was like,
Yeah,
yeah.
exactly.
That's pretty true. And I know like ESO and even Guild Wars tried to sort of go away from that. It
You
didn't
can't. You just can't
quite
make an
work.
MMO about combat.
It's just it's impossible.
That's not really an MMO. It has like what 100 and it has like what 250 player limit.
Well, like,
not sure.
I don't know. Like, I guess it's like technically like MMO, like yeah, technically, sure. But like it's more like sure. it's more just like a shooter, really.
That's yeah, like on a larger like a shooter scale. With an increased play. Like, yeah. What if we put Battlefield well,
I think,
a big map?
Yeah, I think what PlanetSide is kind of doing what Titanfall tried to sort of convince people to do. Like, in PlanetSide, you try like if you move from like base to base, sort of creating your own story as you go yeah. along. Like, you're like, yeah, we took this thing, then we took this thing, yeah. then we all got in tanks, and we all you know blasted our way through this. Ah, then we got pushed back by the Vanu, and you're like, ah. Curse those dirty Barneys.
Gamelon Barney.
And then, like, in Titanfall's idea, they were like, okay, well, we're going to create a narrative through the campaign to where, like, you're going to want to play the campaign.
Yeah, that worked out.
Yeah. Oh,
perfect.
Yeah.
Totally.
But, like the reason, like, PlanetSide succeeds is because it's completely, like freeform. And it's sort of like that, like, story thing. Like, in Titanfall, like, there's definitive losing and winning, while in PlanetSide, it's, like, there's, like, you can lose bases and stuff, but, like, that doesn't, like, completely limit you. Like, you can still, like, wander off from, like, the main forces, or, like, do this or that.
Yeah, I'll give PlanetSide 2 that. As much as I hate the game, it still steps away from the normal boundaries of Call of Duty and Battlefield, where it's, like, you lose, the other guy wins. Yeah. You know, you ran out of respawns or lives.
It's also interesting because in PlanetSide 2, you can have, like, personal victories, and then,
like, yeah, like,
you can have, like, you can have team victories, but personal defeats, or you can have personal victories and team defeats. Like, you can have a really good, like, good run, and, like, which, this is completely rare if you're a new player, but you can have a good run, and, like, what are they? Like, the MSF?
I forget what they're actually called.
Like, the fighter-specific yeah, vehicle. Like
Mosquito.
Yeah, Mosquito, Reaver, or...
Scythe.
Yeah,
well,
Scythe.
A lot of those things you're talking about are borrowed from, like, Battlefield 1942 and Battlefield 2, which came out in the early 2000s.
Shut up, nerd.
I'm gaming, nerd. God, you and your facts. Yeah, like, a lot of the time you can do a really good job in this, and you can feel accomplished, but your team loses, and you're like...
Yeah, but, like... That goes back to the whole, like, just having a good gameplay experience, like, yeah. like making stories for yourself, like,
and then
of course,
ties
like,
into game feel, and then yeah. it ties into narrative.
Which, like, I know I've felt this way in a lot of, like, League games I've played, because I felt that there are a lot of games that, like, there was this one game where I was playing with, it was, like, me and Darius carrying the entire team, and then, like, we were doing super awesome, but in the end, we lost. Mm-hmm. But, like, even though we lost, I was like, yeah, that was, like, a really good game. I did my best. Like,
yeah, you felt good. You had
yeah,
fun.
Exactly. Yeah, yeah.
Victory,
and then,
like, all the fun doesn't come from winning. Like,
yeah.
I could play Call of Duty, go on, like, a 30 kill streak. My team still loses. I'm like, fuck it. I got a chopper gunner. It was awesome. I shot dudes, and they died.
Nuke! But, yeah, like, there's definitely... And I think there are those moments in RTS. Like, I think it happens a lot less because it's not, like, a team thing. Because, like... If you lose in RTS, like, it's defeating. Like,
yeah.
you are
yeah,
defeated.
You get really fucking salty in RTS. Like,
because
oh
you're like,
God.
Oh, man, I Because
you
lost.
Spend 30 minutes in a match, and then it's like, well, I lost, and
yeah.
I didn't have fun.
And,
so.
Yeah, because, like, especially in Company of Heroes case, a lot of the matches lost or won in, like, the first 10 minutes of game. Mm-hmm. So, like...
Same with Leagues.
Yeah, it's
like,
it's
most,
less, it's much
most,
less so than, like...
But when, in most, like, Dota-esque games, you can pretty much call the victory early on, unless the team is really known for making
yeah.
comebacks.
I mean, even in Dota 2, I think there's a lot. I think there's
Dota
there's
2
some
is a different
that...
game. Dota 2 is yeah. way more complex than Leagues.
Yeah, that's true. But, like, I know in League, they definitely tried to make it a lot less snowball-y than it was when we first started the play.
Oh, yes. Those days.
Those days where Katarina would hit, like, two levels above you, and that was it. It was done. Game over. Might as well GG it out at 20.
I'm just, like... Games where you fight other people, yeah, like, you know, people, opponents, like, they just need to be a little more, like, open to creativity. Like, I don't want to just be like, oh, but I gotta make sure I get these
riflemen
out.
You want to be
able
to stand out from the crowd and feel like you actually did something on your own, not just like, I copied this pro player from a year ago.
Yeah.
Mm. Or like, I put hours and hours into getting just headshots.
Yeah. Like, and
that's
and,
it.
And there were moments in COH and in StarCraft where I did feel like I had personal victories, and like, we won during those personal victories, but they were just so few and far between that it's hard to say like, hey guys, let's go back to StarCraft, or like, hey guys, let's go back to COH. Like, you don't want to do it. Whereas in like, Crusader... I remember the one game where we all set each other on a team, and then we forgot to set the AI to a team. Yeah.
And then like fucking disappeared, and we spent 10 minutes looking for the AI when you just fucking left the game.
And I remember, like, I just pointed out, like, halfway through, I was like, hey, guys, they're fighting each other.
Yeah.
And we just look over there, and we're like, wait, what?
We're like, make a comeback really easily in Crusader. Like, we were playing, it was me and you versus two AI.
Versus the one guy on the
hill. No, it was me and you versus two AI in the marshlands, like, we're all with all the pitch. Yeah. You got your base lit on fire. Stupid. Your entire base burned down twice.
No, like, so the base started to burn down, and I was like, well, crap, I better do something. And so, instead of trying to build more walls, I was just like, I just built, basically a massive pot of water, which is, like, the firefighters. Yeah. You just get, like, three guys to man it, and they just run around, like, throwing water on things. So, like, I did that, and eventually
and
I completed my wall.
And AI kept throwing fire, and you didn't realize you had pots, and you were able to make a comeback off of that. It's way easier.
It was just so ridiculous. And by the time, like, everything finally, like, went, like, everything, all the fires were put out, and, like, I finally, like, finished the wall... Finally finished that wall.
The Great Wall of China. Yeah. The Great Wall of Marshland.
After finally finishing that wall, I was like, okay, I can stabilize. And then after that, we just went in and
kicked
his butt.
Yeah, fucking get wrecked, son.
It's good. So good.
Hear that sound?
Yeah.
It's the sound of Smash Bros. Sound of Smash. Sound of Project Smash.
Smash!
Smash! Jacob Smash.
A Smash for fight games. Feel.
I think that'll do it for this week on strategy games. It's definitely been sort of a heartbreaking thing going back to COH and just getting my butt kicked.
That's why I didn't even try, man.
Again.
Oh man.
But I think from now on it'll be Crusader Kings.
The Crusader Total Kings. Wars. And Rome, Rome 2.
Yeah, not bad anymore.
These two bought Rome 2 over the past
2 days.
Yeah. So.
Classic antiquity.
Still not as good as the Warring States.
We'll see how that holds up.
Alright. Well, anyway.
All right.
I'm Jeremy.
Talk to you guys later. I'm Adam.
I guess I'm Jacob still.
And we'll see you later.